Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her awesome daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, their friends and family, and all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, great topic today. Actually, we have a great topic every day, but this one is not only great in terms of being informative and the very show that could possibly save your life, but at the very least make a huge difference in your life. The topic, how to have a healthy and happy heart. Did you know that the heart is the hardest working organ in your body? Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women? However, it does not have to be that way, says our health guru, Beverly Nadler, as she explains how to take good care care of your heart so you live longer, healthier, and a happier life. I say if you really want to be smart, you will take care of your heart. And right here, right now, is the place to start. If not now, when? And what better time than right now to introduce Beverly Nadler, a dynamic and captivating international speaker, trainer, reprogramming coach, author, poet, media guest, and our most valuable guest. She is our health guru, appearing weekly on Here's to Your Health Thursday, sharing vital information on how to improve, maintain, or regain your health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Her awesome books, including Loving the Game of Life, will inspire and motivate as well as educate you. I love that book so much, I was delighted to write the foreword. She is the authority on vibrational harmony, what it is, and how to achieve it so that you are in vibrational harmony with and therefore much more likely to achieve your goals and desires. She is also an amazing poet and an amazing best friend. That is really up on her bio list in my book, that she is my decades-long best friend. She is the respected authority, health guru. So therefore, we have her each and every Thursday. So folks, here's to your health. Welcome, Beverly Nadler.
Well, thank you for that, Joyce. I certainly am impressed with what you had to say, so I can't wait to hear what I have to say. And I do want to say that I cherish Thursdays, you as my best friend, and also the opportunity to share the information that has literally shaped my life, even from childhood, because my mother was very interested in health also. And the opportunity, especially this being Heart Month, to talk about this is wonderful. So thank you so much for having me here. Okay.
It is truly my pleasure and so much of a privilege that you put aside this time for us. We are very, very grateful. Over to you.
Okay. So it's interesting that I have had material that I've been collecting for more years than I care to remember on just about every aspect of health and healing and nutrition, mental and physical, spiritual, emotional, and so on. And I always go back to check what's the latest, even with all the information I have, what's the latest? And reading the latest news on heart health, nothing has changed. It's pretty much the same as things we've reported for years and years. And so one wonders, when there is so much information out there, so much information, even in the what we call the more popular mainstream magazines these days, why heart attacks are so prevalent, why especially women who tend to read this kind of material, listen to these kind of shows, they die more from heart attacks than men. They literally die. Apparently, their heart attacks are more fatal. It's amazing to me that the statistics have not really changed. It's still the number one killer, and far too many people dying far too young when the information is out there. So it is my privilege to be able to share it again, and hopefully, you know, that little poem that you said at the beginning, if not now, when, that people will take it seriously, because the heart is the hardest working organ in the body. It's an amazing organ. It starts beating, believe it or not, it starts beating in the fetus before the brain is formed. Science does not know why. We thought the brain was the first thing, but they actually discovered that the heart starts beating before. It pumps 100 gallons of blood per hour, and your vascular system, that is your blood vessels, are over two times the circumference of the earth. They would, if you were to stretch out your blood vessels, you would get 60,000 miles in length. Amazing things we also discovered about the heart is that neuroscientists have found that the heart has its own independent nervous system, a complex system, which they actually call the brain in the heart. And there are at least 40,000 neurons, those are nerve cells, in the heart, as many as are located in various parts of the brain. This is fascinating, and we are going to actually discuss this more in detail in next week's show, which is actually about the brain, how to build a better brain, because the connection between the heart and your physical brain is enormous. But I did want to share those facts about your heart and then get into what can we do specifically to ensure a happy and healthy heart.
And this show, as I said, folks, is vital. You might want to take notes. You might want to let friends know about it. So listen up. Don't go anywhere. More from Beverly Nadler.
Okay, let's start with the obvious. And I say it's the obvious because most of the things when we're reading about what can you do for your heart, it talks about nutrition. And that is possibly, I'm going to say possibly, the most important aspect, depending on, of course, what people are eating. For some people, other things are more important because they are taking care of their nutrition. But a lot of problems occur because of lack of nutrients and also because of the overprocessing of the foods, the GMOs in the foods, the antibiotics in the foods, all of the things that add toxicity, and toxicity actually goes into the blood vessels so that we have the hardening of the arteries. So we're eating those kind of foods, and they are dangerous for your heart. Another interesting fact is that anything that I'm going to tell you today about how to have a happy and healthy heart also would work for how to have a healthy and happy the rest of your body. Everything is affected by everything. We don't have a heart that operates, you know, in seclusion. It's part of your whole this system, your body system, but also we are very aware of our emotional system, and what you're doing that's good for the heart will also help you with every other part of your body. So it's really, really important to take this information seriously. As I said, we will begin with nutrition. And that's, when I say that's simple, it's not easy because we are profoundly affected by advertising and by the packaging when we go into a store and look at things and say, oh, this looks good. The long list of things that people have to read when they pick up something, most people are not inclined to do that because it's just not their natural nature, and there's so many things that life requires of us. So the fact is you need to have much less processed foods. You need to have much more of your vegetables and your fruits and also legumes, which is beans, and you soak them because people are concerned about gas. Let me tell you, there's digestive enzymes. You can have all the beans you want. If you're taking digestive enzymes, they won't bother you. Two of the vegetables that are particularly good for the heart is onions and garlic. They have an antioxidant effect, and garlic is known to actually reduce the bad cholesterol in your body. So and people cook with them. You don't have to eat them plain. You cook with them, put them in salads. It's simple. These are not difficult things to do, but you do need to rely more on fresh foods. And I'm going to say, even though you won't read that in many places, organic as much as possible. When not organic, local. And the reason for that is because of the extensive amount of pesticides that are used in conventionally grown foods. And sometimes when people are tested for pesticides, they find even in people that are eating what is considered a very healthy diet, they have an enormous amount of pesticides and chemicals in their system, and these build up in our bodies. And as I said, they affect build up. They become causing problems in the arteries. So it's important. Even Dr. Oz, and many of you, I'm sure, have heard of Dr. Oz. He was originally introduced to us through Oprah. He has his own show. He's had doctors on the show. He's had scientists on the show, and they have demonstrated and talked about the effect of the pesticides, how dangerous they are, and they've talked about the effect of adding hormones and why men are developing breasts because of the hormones in our food. So we need to be aware of this. It's really important, and that's why I'm beginning with nutrition, though nutrition isn't the only thing. Some of the foods that we want to make sure that we include, we want healthy fats. Yes, fats. You say, no, the heart shouldn't have the fat. In fact, every organ in your body is encased by fat. You need some fats. And the healthy fats would be olive oil, avocado oil, sesame oil, and coconut oil. Coconut oil now is being touted as one of the healthiest things we can add to our diet, and it happens to taste delicious. But aside from that, you can also get coconut oil that is tasteless if you prefer. They've made it that way in case you prefer it that way. But it's very interesting that there is a tremendous amount of research now on coconuts and coconut oil. And one, there's a study of the Polynesian islands of Tokelau. They're involved in about 2,500 people that investigators were looking at, and they consumed high-fat diets derived primarily from coconuts, and every one of their meals contained coconut in one form or another, and they had a much higher level of health, a much lower level of any kind of heart condition than we Westerners have.
I just want to say a couple of things on nutrition, since it is so, you know, an important part of this whole thing, and that is Hippocrates with the oath said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food," and that a true healthcare reform starts in your kitchen, not in Washington. That by an anonymous person, one of my favorite authors, Anonymous. So those two things really had gotten to me, that food should be thy medicine, really. And that is so true. The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition, said Thomas Edison. So that shows you the importance of nutrition in this framework. Back to you, Beverly.
You know, I've heard that last statement, but I didn't know it came from Thomas Edison. Fascinating, because Thomas Edison is also a member of a metaphysical, spiritual group that believed very much in reincarnation, believed in the importance of spirituality. And, of course, most of us think about Edison as, you know, he invented the electric light and the troller and a bunch of other things. But don't think of in those terms of understanding the importance of health, taking care of our health. So thank you for...
It just shows you have to listen to Joyce Barry and friends to get this kind of information. And on the heels of that, here's why you should be listening every day, in the words of our health guru.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we invite you to join us in that endeavor. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry, andfriends.com. You will see my picture on the upper left of the homepage. Simply click on the word follow, which is right under that picture, and you too can become a follower of this show. And the rewards that that will bring you is you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. And tomorrow we have world-renowned psychic Peter Marks on our show. We have the exclusive with him. And to keep up with when he's on each month, it's a different day, you become a follower, and that'll be just one of your many, many rewards. So do listen in again tomorrow for world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. Back to you, Beverly.
Peter is wonderful. He's a friend of mine, also introduced to me by Joyce, and he is wonderful in his ability to be able to see and really advise people. So, yes, I highly recommend him, just as you do. But I want to get back to nutrition because we want to leave that and go on. There's many other things that are important, but I need to say more about it. Again, I've said that fat is essential. You want healthy fat, which is omega-3s. The omega-3s are in wild salmon. They're in sardines. The omega-3s lower your blood pressure. You may have to take a supplement. Many people do have to take a supplement, especially because we're getting a lot of the omega-6s. And we had a show on fat, which would refer you to that show. I think it was 2 weeks ago, and it was called The Skinny on Fat. And you can understand more about and find out more about what fats are healthy, what fats are not healthy, and why. And which ones you should use. You do need some animal fat, even though for many years we were told not to eat any fat and also not to have eggs, which
Beverly, just one moment, please. Beverly, just one moment. The Skinny on Fat 2 weeks ago, but just to place it in time, that would be the show on February 2nd. And just know that our archives have all these shows for your listening pleasure 24/7. Also, you can type Beverly Nadler on the upper right of the home page in that little box, and all her shows will come up. But the Skinny on Fat that Beverly just referenced, February 2nd, to you.
Thank you for that. Yes, I should have paused to let people know when it was. Yeah, it's essential for the heart. Also, eggs. You know, there were studies done in 1950s that showed there was no association between egg consumption and heart disease. And that was called the Framington study. And they followed 912 men and women, believe it or not, for 16 years. And the average weekly egg consumption was 6 a week for men and 4 a week for women, and it had nothing to do with raising heart disease. Finally, they're coming back to recognizing that eggs are very healthy, especially if these are eggs from animals that are not cooked up in a chicken. They're called free-range eggs or organic eggs, and these are actually healthier, plus the fact that they taste so much better. So, and eggs are extremely high in protein, and they are extremely low in price. You can have several meals of eggs for just a few dollars, so very important. The fiber is very important. In fact, amazing study on fiber is that you can get a 29% reduction in heart disease. I'm sorry, yeah, 29, right. For every 10-gram increase in fiber. Okay, how do we get fiber? Well, you get it from fruits, you get it from vegetables, you get it from beans. And if you do get any packaged foods, and some packaged foods, by the way, there are companies now that are making excellent packaged foods, especially if you go into Whole Foods and begin to look at some of their packaged foods, you won't find all of the garbage and the chemicals and everything. And some of them have excellent, excellent ingredients. And you read the fiber, and they only have a few things to read. They're not like the regular packaged foods and processed food where you have to go through this long list of unpronounceable things. And just check the fiber content. Because
Beverly, you had given an extraordinary statistic on having fiber in your diet. Say that again, because I found that extremely profound, that statistic about the importance of fiber.
Yes, studies have shown a stunning 29% reduction in heart disease for every 10-gram increase in fiber.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. It is amazing. Nuts will also do that.
For every 10 grams of fiber.
Right.
Wow.
So, and many of our processed foods have 0 grams of fiber, and sugar has 0 grams. Has 0 grams of anything healthy. And what amazes me now, sugar is implicated in almost everything. And though the body produces certain kinds of sugars, it is not the sugar that we're getting from refined food. It is not the sugar from sugar beets or from corn. Not that at all. In fact, I was amazed to actually find an article recently in Outside magazine, which we don't order. It's just sent to us for some strange reason. But here it was on, they actually said that they are considering possibility that sugar is more detrimental to your health and to your heart than tobacco. Now,
oh,
I would not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that,
I, you know,
that
I have
is
been,
extraordinary.
I have been reporting on this ever since we've done the show, and we have many shows on the dangers of sugar. And people, again, they can go right into the menu and just type in Beverly Nadler. Well, yeah, Beverly Nadler sugar, and they'll find a bunch of them and find out why. Why is this so bad? It is deadly. It has absolutely no nutrients whatsoever, and it destroys nutrients. And it's just extremely toxic. So I don't use sugar hardly at all. I'll say I don't add sugar to anything, and there's very few foods that I get that sugar. I use stevia, organic stevia. There's also something called monk fruit, which is also healthy, but it's not. I don't use it as much because it's newer for me. But people swear by it also, and it also has, I think, like 2 carbohydrates. So it's an okay thing to use. It's a good thing to use. And, you know,
Beverly, it's because of you I started using stevia. But since you brought it up again, because I've listened to you, could you just explain why that's healthier than the sweet and lows and those artificial sugars? I am using it at your recommendation, but could you clarify as to why?
Because it's not artificial. It is from a plant, and it's been used for thousands of years in other countries, of course, as a medicine. But it's not. It's made from a plant, and it is extremely sweet. If you need a cup of sugar for something and you're changing the recipe, and you can find recipes online, by the way, with stevia. Just put in recipes with stevia, and you'll find them. I think about a spoon of stevia would be equivalent to a cup of sugar. But I don't quote me on that, because what I do is I taste. I put a drop of stevia in, see if it tastes right. But it's nothing toxic in it, whereas sugar is just a very toxic non-food.
I just want to make a comment, since I do take it every single day in my coffee, every day. So I would say for me, it has the taste of one – spoon of sugar or one packet of sweet low, the artificial, it's the same thing. I put it in the coffee, and it does. It is comparable to that. I just can't imagine it being comparable to a whole cup of sugar, but that packet, it certainly does take the place for me, and I'm glad you recommended it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm sure the stevia manufacturers will, but I do caution, when you get stevia, make sure that it is pure stevia, because companies, unfortunately, tend to lie quite a bit, and they will hide in there that it has dextrose, it has something else, and it has stevia. That's not what you want. You want pure stevia. I want to mention another food, and then we have to get off food because we have many more things to mention, that the chocolate lovers will be happy about, and that is that dark chocolate is literally a health food. It is preferably organic, again, and it's not milk chocolate, and it certainly isn't white chocolate. It is dark chocolate, and if you can get the dark chocolate with stevia, that's even better. If you don't do a lot of other sugar and you get really dark organic sugar, dark organic chocolate that has some organic sugar in it, it will also be healthy for you. But that's provided that there's not a lot of other regular sugar in your diet. That's what I use because I haven't been able to find organic sugar, organic chocolate with stevia, although I'm sure it exists. We'll have to check online again. But I don't have any other sugar. I don't eat sugar. I don't bake with sugar. I don't use sugar. And I don't get any processed foods that contain sugar. So just to do fruits, vegetables, healthy fats, berries are wonderful. Herbs such as turmeric, excellent. Legumes, and Brussels sprouts, if you don't like Brussels sprouts, kale, broccoli, these are particularly, asparagus, particularly healthy. So change and get rid of the sugar foods, the soda, at least reduce them. You may have to, if it's something that you've been eating your drinking your whole life and you love it, yes, it's going to disturb you when you first start changing this. So you need to find foods that you do enjoy, and there are plenty of them. Even at supermarkets now, they have whole healthy food aisles, organic food aisles, Stop and Shop. I don't know, wherever you live, there may be different stores, but they have this now because there is a demand. People are beginning to recognize, since they reduced fat foods, people are fatter than they used to be. More people are aware of the fact, talking about the chemicals, aspartame particularly. There are more reports to the Center for Disease than on having strokes, having stomach disorders, having all kinds of problems from that particular thing. So if you're getting soda and you say, well, it doesn't have sugar in it, it has aspartame, that's NutraSweet, forget it. You're not doing yourself a favor. Okay, I think we need to move on from nutrition into other things that will help the heart. Would you agree with that, or you have something else you'd like to add, Joyce?
Now, the only other thing is, and you had warned me of these in prior shows, about high fructose corn syrup. That makes people fat and sick, and yet that's in our desserts. And, again, I never really looked at labels till you stressed the importance of that. So I'm just reiterating how important this information is and to really take it seriously.
Thank you. Yes, that is another form of sugar, and it is as deadly as plain sugar, and some say that it's even more deadly. So, yeah, changing your diet is major, but there are other things that are also major. Optimism, having a belief that life is good so that you're not focused on the negative. Understand that we live in a universe of positive and negative. There's going to be negative things happening in the world, things we don't like, things we would prefer never existed. But one of the major laws, which you've also talked about numerous times, the law of polarity is a universal law. There is positive and negative. What you focus upon, makes a huge difference in your health. It affects your heart. Your heart, remember, your heart has all of these neurons. Your heart has its own brain. How you think, how you feel affects your heart. And they've done studies on this, studies on optimism. And what they found is that by having a positive attitude, individuals with the highest levels of optimism have twice the odds of being in ideal cardiovascular health compared to their more pessimistic counterparts. That's rather significant.
I so agree with you on that. And I just want to share something that works for me in that regard, because the laughter, the optimism, the positive attitude, what I do for that, because I want it in my life each and every day, I have to say that my sister Marilyn bought me this beautiful, beautiful journal. It had a silver, shiny cover. And the pages, the book was called Someday. And on every page it said, Someday I Will, every single page. And of course, those who listen to the show know that I have a poem on Someday, which I'll share in a bit. But what I want to say, to have all those elements of laughter, optimism, and positive attitude, it's a journal. So on each and every page where it said Someday I had I Will or Today on there, and every page I have quotes, sayings, beautiful pictures that just looking at it makes me happy, of every single thing I want in my life. So if I want to be healthy, on that page I have sayings about exercising, nutrition, if not now, when. I have the best quotes. I cut them out from magazines, newspapers, flyers. That I want to win the lottery. I've got pages on lottery tickets, win $1 million. So every page, just looking at it, which I do each and every day, makes me very, very happy. The quotes are extraordinary. They're fun. And wherever I see something that just reaches my heart and my soul, I cut it out, and there's a page for that, some several. I have a vision of moving. I want to move into a house with more room. I have a two-bedroom now. I want another room. So I have so many pages on winning lottery, winning prizes, pictures of beautiful homes, the way I envision my home to be. Every goal I have, there are pages for it. So I just want to share that's what I do to bring those elements into my life, along with watching the classics, the Lucy's, when she's on, and the Honeymooners when they're on. I do that every single day. I find those things that make me laugh.
Well, that's wonderful. Everything that can lift your spirits and bring you to a state of happiness helps you have a happy heart and a healthier heart. So that's wonderful. Your book sounds absolutely delightful. It's similar to a vision board, but it's
yes,
even better in my estimation, because you keep putting extra things and finding extra pages and turning the pages and using it in the way that is most pleasing to you. And that brings us to the point of laughter, how wonderful laughter is. I have a book, and I think it's somewhere in the title, is God Loves Laughter. We actually increase our health. And when you increase the health, you're always increasing cardiovascular health at the same time, because everything goes through, all the hormones and all of the things that are released when you're happy, when you're laughing, are affecting all parts of your body. So laugh, look at those shows, find funny things, read joke books, do things that make you laugh. It will absolutely help your heart. So now we've come up with two very important things. One is the nutrition. The other is what you do to bring joy into your life, to bring laughter into your life, and knowing that that affects your heart for its health and its happiness. They both go hand in hand.
Absolutely. And I just want to say, I'm glad you mentioned the vision board, because that's something people know about. But you can get creative and do it in any way you want to. I just wanted to add one more thing about my journal book. Besides it being so beautiful, and every page is something beautiful to look at. All the things I love, believe in, hearts, angels, miracles, all pages like that. The other thing that you can do is to stay around positive, upbeat people. I have a few people in my life that when I need to laugh, I can always count on them to just provide that. And psychic Peter Marks is one of the funniest people I know. So another thing you can do is have people in your life like that. And the last thing I want to say is, besides that one book, I have countless books here, books of quotes, books of the Coach's Corner. So on every cover of the book, since I pick it up, I do put sayings or a picture of everything that I'm picking up and my surroundings. I have the things that just picking up the books make me happy. So I just wanted to add that, because I consider the happy, positive, optimistic factor as important as your nutrition and exercise.
Okay. We didn't even get to exercise, which I will. But I do want to mention that surrounding me in my office space and in my bedroom and even in my bathroom are different sayings, beautiful sayings, some of which are just plain happy sayings. I love what Groucho Marx said, that every day I have a choice, and I'm paraphrasing him, but every day I have a choice whether to be happy or not to be happy, and I choose happiness. That's from Groucho Marx, comedian. But I've got sayings, beautiful spiritual sayings that have come to me through the years. May prosperity and divine love walk hand in hand with you. Every day I'm growing more prosperous and healthier. I have enough time, energy, and wisdom and money to accomplish my dreams. They surround me. I don't have a vision board, but I have the visions all around me, and I have uplifting pictures, some of which I've painted myself and some of which I've cut out from magazines and framed, and I'm surrounded by positivity. So that is, glad you brought up your book, because I probably wouldn't have gone into this to be talking about laughter and be talking about positive, but surround yourself. I surround myself even with some of my poetry that's won contests, and I have them framed because they're positive. And so as I walk by any of these things, the positive attitude that comes from constantly filling your mind with something that's positive. Because when you turn on your television, unless you're watching the good shows and the funny shows, if you're watching the news, you're going to be filling your mind with negatives, and that's not a good thing for your heart.
And just before we move on, we were talking, Beverly and I were coming from the spiritual aspects of surrounding ourselves with those things. She has it in the form of what's on her walls, and that is absolutely awesome. The scientific statement that we've heard many times is laughing lowers levels of stress hormones and strengthens the immune system. So we talked about the spiritual, and that is the scientific. And I just want to say that we had our guest Gary King on our show, and he actually has a book called The Happiness Formula. Imagine that, The Happiness Formula. And Gary had that show on December 2, 2016 in our archives, The Happiness Formula, and you could get that book on Amazon. It would be a good time to talk about your book, Vibrational Harmony, Beverly Nadler, because all that contributes to one's as well.
Well, one of the things that, thank you, Joyce, one of the things that contributes to good health is having information that you say, oh, that's how it works. Because what contributes to bad health is being confused and frustrated as to why things happen the way they do, which, again, as you talked about stress hormones, you're releasing stress hormones when you're frustrated and disturbed, and then it makes you fearful and doubtful and all of these negative emotions, and that's another aspect, of course, of being able to master your emotions. What Vibrational Harmony is about, and that's one of my two of the books that are on my site. What that book is about is how the universe works, the universal laws. If you understand them, I'm not going to say that your life immediately gets better, But what gets better is you have a sense of how things work and you can work in harmony with them rather than being in confusion. And it also has a lot about the mind and how to use your mind and about emotions and how to release negative emotions. So these are all very, very important. This subject, by the way, how to have a healthy heart, is endless. So we cover whatever we can cover, and I advise you and recommend that you go online, not online, on this site and look for stress. We have many things on stress. And just last week was our show on love and the powerful healing effect of love. And, of course, it also talked about the heart, because the heart is the symbol of love, but it is more of that, more than that, as I explained today. So that's last week's show, and that is
the miraculous healing power of love. The miraculous healing power of our love in our archives, Beverly Nadler, February 9.
And we actually had some stories that might sound miraculous as to how you benefited from that wonderful energy, that vibration of love. So on my website, of course, you'll find my book, and you'll find a lot of articles and a lot of poetry and a lot of things about the mind, and also what my work as a reprogramming coach and as a speaker. And thank you for referring people there. We're getting close to closing down, so I need to talk about a few other things, and one of them is exercise. There is not one thing that I can read on exercise recently, and I'm saying this is recently because apparently most of this is coming out more recently, that does not stress the importance of exercise for heart health, for general health, but especially heart health. And you can exercise, it could be as simple as walking. We're not talking about strenuous exercise for your heart. That's not basic. It is movement. It is, yoga is very good. Tai Chi would be very good. But stretching is even very good. But walking, doing something to move, you've got all this blood pumping in your body. You need to get some that circulation going. And that's one of the things. Exercise is extremely important. And there are books being written about it now just on how exercise helps the heart and the brain. And, you know, they go hand in hand. Brain, especially now that we know that the heart even has its own brain. So
if you just so you know, you're aligned with President John Kennedy, who said physical fitness is not only one of the most important keys to a healthy body, it is the basis of dynamic and creative intellectual activity. So you are right on. You're aligned with President Kennedy. And then on a light note, if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live?
Right.
And those who think they have no time for exercise will sooner or later have to find time for illness. That by Edward Stanley. Jim Rohn said, your body is a temple, but only if you treat it as one. So take care of your body. It is the only place you have to live.
Very well said. Thank you for that. I also want to mention the importance of friendship, of having good friends, people that you can turn to, that support you, that you feel compassion with, love. This is a very, again, we're bringing in, that's the emotional thing. Nothing is separated here. The emotions, the positive emotions, and good friends, people that we receive, people that we enjoy being with, people that we can love unconditionally, we can agree even when we disagree. Those are the kind of friends that will help support you in sickness and in health, and they'll even help you be healthier.
That is so true, and for me, that's always worked in my life, having the support of friends. And folks, if it's a true friend, they're not just there to hear and share the good. They're here for the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. And I have to say, Beverly, you fit all of that. There's nothing I hold back from you, and you are an extraordinary friend.
Thank you. You know the feeling is absolutely mutual. Wow, just realizing what we haven't covered. Meditation, prayer. This is the spiritual aspect.
Wait. Before you go to that, are you finished with exercise? Because I had one more thing to add.
Go ahead.
Do you want to say anything else? Okay.
No, because you've added quite a bit, and my point was make sure you exercise at least 5 days a week, if not daily.
Okay, but here's the problem. Too many people confine their exercise to jumping to conclusions, running up bills, stretching the truth, bending over backward, lying down on the job, sidestepping responsibility, and pushing their luck. I just had to add that because it was something I can relate to as well, and a lot of people I know.
Unfortunately, we have what is known as couch potatoes now, and they are actually creating desks, because I have created them, where people get to sit or stand. Some have a treadmill desk so they can actually exercise. Some way you need to find a way. I'm fortunate that our house is two levels, and I'm on the lower level, and I'll go up and down many times a day, and it makes me very happy to do that. Because I know I'm getting exercise. We also have a trampoline, and I find that to be one of the simplest of exercise, in addition to my doing my yoga. So if I don't go to the gym, I can jump on my trampoline. And for those who are concerned about it, there you can get a bar so that you can hold on to the trampoline as you jump. It's a wonderful exercise, and you do not have to jump like a maniac. Gentle jumping will do it. So none of this is hard, folks. It's a matter of changing lifestyle, and you may not be able to do everything all at once. So begin. Do something what Joyce does. She writes down things, you know, in her beautiful book. Well, think about writing down what are the things you're going to get to, and cross them. You don't have to cross them out. You put a check when you get to start, because it is not easy to change from our habits. It isn't. I'd be lying if I said it was, but I don't want you to get frustrated. I want you to know that it isn't easy. So choose, what's the thing I'm going to do this week that's different, that's going to help me? What am I going to add to next week? And when you don't do and keep on your new program, instead of beating yourself up, notice what you did and then say, but the next time I'm going to do it this way. And be sure, you know, we talked about love and last week, also loving yourself. So be compassionate and kind to yourself as you make these changes. But just making them is going to change your life. You'll also be preventing inflammation by changing your diet. So important. One last thing that I want to mention is chiropractic care. Release your brain is... Your nervous system is actually an extension of your brain, so your brain and nervous system go together. Your nerves go to every single part of your body, and what chiropractic does, it's not just for back pain, it's not just for headaches, though it's wonderful for that. What it is to allow the life force, the innate intelligence, the wisdom, we might say, the wisdom of the God power to flow through your entire body, because it all goes through your nervous system. So chiropractic care, which I have had for more years than I'm even going to tell you, is one of the most wonderful things for helping your heart.
And Beverly, you had mentioned before, and then I went on to share some of the quotes and all of that, so I just wanted to reiterate it, because it is important in terms of heart health, a happy and healthy heart. You mentioned love, you mentioned meditation and prayer. So I want to stress with you the importance of all of that, because that does go a long way to reducing stress and giving one inner peace.
Yeah, the stress, we've had, you know, shows on stress. And it is something, every time that there's something that comes up which is not harmonious for us, whether it's something we see, something we hear, something we watch on TV, something we read, is an immediate stress response inside of our body. And we need to stop that, because most people today, especially, you know, working on computers, and they do cause a lot of stress because there's a lot of problems with them. If there wasn't a lot of problems with them, there wouldn't be 24/7 service on every single thing that has to do with a computer. there are problems. Now, our inability to recognize that challenges are part of life and just breathe. That's the other thing I should breathe. Stop and breathe. When things are bothering you and they're getting out of hand, whether it's relationships, whether it's something you're thinking about, our mind tends to go into the negatives. We have to literally force it to go into the positives, and this is something that happens with a book like Joyce was talking about, or seeing all of these things around the room as I have, or having a vision board that literally brings us, our mind, into another space, and that reduces stress. Breathing rhythmically reduces stress. Breathing rhythmically reduces blood pressure or normalizes blood pressure. And what does that mean? Let's say you breathe in for four counts, and then hold for four, and then breathe out for four. That's rhythmic breathing. There's many different breathing exercises. We've even done shows on breathing, different exercises that will work for you. But all of these things, it is a blessing that all of these things exist, that there are people who can help you. There are different ways of doing things that can bring your body back into a harmony, into what they call homeostasis, which is balance. And a lot of it, you will find things online. You'll find a lot in my book. I highly recommend my book, Vibrational Harmony. And to get the information in the education, and that's what you get on this show, especially on Thursdays, but also other days, Joyce always has something to inspire you, to motivate you, to educate you, to inform you, to assist you, to make you laugh. It's really, really important. If you need to change your lifestyle, folks, then give yourself a date and say, okay, I'm going to do this. And by maybe it be a year from now, I will have incorporated everything.
And, folks, the one thing that date cannot be is someday. And I promised that I would share that poem with you. So I'm not going to share it someday. I'm going to share it right here, right now. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, folks, I encourage you to shift from someday to right now when, and I do it via this beautiful journal where I took someday and I made it today on the pages, right now, you know, every page with something in my heart, in my soul, in my mind that I want. Beverly, I'm sure you have a wonderful poem for us today as well. Please share that.
Okay. It's called They Will Take Care of You. We're spiritual beings in physical form living in the third dimension. Physicality makes it possible to achieve our desires and intentions. Our incredible, intricate human body has so many awesome parts, and the most awesome of all of them are our amazing brain and heart. Without them, we could not be alive. Of course, every part has a vital role, but there's something mystical about our heart, for it expresses our very soul. The heart knows the truth. It's a lovely song that reveals our brain may run our body and mind, but our heart knows how we feel. Feed your brain with uplifting thoughts, eat healthy, exercise and rest, nourish your heart and love with love and joy. Learn how to master stress. Sing, dance, play, breathe deep. Imagine your cherished dreams coming true. Take good care of your brain and heart, and they will take care of you.
What can I say, Beverly, except wow, wow, wow. And yet again, you came up with a poem that knocks it right out of the ballpark. You are amazing, extraordinary, fabulous, wonderful, special. I love you.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I want to comment on the poem that you shared because that is one of my favorites of yours, and it is so true. And if we can do one thing with your wonderful show, convince people to get started now on making the changes in their life, you've done a miracle.
And on the note of miracles, which I'm a firm believer in, I so agree with you. It's all about now. And then I pose the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, folks, that's my prayer for that is my hope for all of you, that you really look at, if not now, when. I thank you, Beverly Nadler, once again. Always delighted to have you on the show, certainly to have you in my life. And here is my special prayer for all of you. Make yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That is my prayer for all of you. And on the heels of that, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. All those things go a long way to having a happy and healthy heart. God bless you all.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.